When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey everybody, this is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and this is the Paper Outpost podcast, The Joy of Junk Journals, coming to you from the truck today, driving back to my hometown, and thought I would just snuggle in and talk with you guys about paper ideas, what's going across this crafter's brain when it comes to paper projects, paper stuff. I'm very excited about working on the current journal that I'm working on. It is spring here now, and I'm all excited about spring flowers, and this is a botanical journal. This is an old journal that I've pulled out of the coffee table trunk in my living room, kind of my little historical area to save my older journals. But I've dusted off this one and I've reworked it. So journals from way back when. This one was dated 2019. I didn't have the skill set that I do now, and I think I have better ways to secure signatures and things like that. So I've gone in there and re-secured the signatures and just played with the pages a little bit, had some fun and trying new things, doing a lot of painting in this journal, which is fun. I'm a big watercolor person. I just love to play with that medium, so I'm having a lot of fun with that in this journal. But I really want to talk to you about botanical journals today and how much fun you can have with them, being it's springtime and all. And, you know, May flowers are coming. So let's talk posies. Let's talk roses. Let's talk pansies, peonies, periwinkle, and anything else that starts with P that goes with flowers. Okay, so... And there's a lot of ways you can incorporate flower or botanical stylized themes into your junk journals, depending on what your own personal supplies are. One of my favorite things to do is to take flowers and dry them, flatten them. You can either do it the old-fashioned way in a book, or you can get the newfangled fancy. There's this thing I use called Microfleur. It's two plastic plates with two big thick felt pieces and some cotton sheets, and then you sandwich your your leaves and your flowers and things like that in there, and then you put it in the microwave for not a long time. It depends on your microwave, but I can do it anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute in mine, and it will literally take the water right out of them. And they're dried, so you could go ahead and use them, and it does seem to retain the color in the flowers a lot longer in the leaves. So I've been pretty happy with the results with using that. There's a small one of those, a 6x6 and a 9x9. If I had to recommend one, I'd say the 9x9, because you'd be surprised how big natural botanical plant stuff is. And once you start laying it down, plus you have to, you know, go back and forth to the microwave several times. So the more you can put between two plates, the better. It's got to be small enough to accommodate the turning in your microwave. So take that into account. But other people have made their own using two ceramic tiles, like floor tiles or something like that. And or like bathroom tiles, maybe 6x6, something like that. And then using felt pads of their own and maybe some cotton sheets. So that's something to consider. You can go down that path. We mentioned watercolor. You can definitely play with watercolor and paint up a bunch of things. Maybe you want to do a master board, a bigger piece, a bigger painting that you cut up into journal cards and journal pockets. Oh, that's so much fun to do. I cannot emphasize how much fun that is. And you really don't have to be an amazing artist. There are so many fun and easy ways to paint flowers with little to no skill required. You can just use the shape of your paintbrush to paint the petals or the leaves. It's super easy. It's super fun. It's highly rewarding. It takes little skill. You don't have to have expensive watercolor paints to do it. You can also do it with acrylic paint. Just be sure you're mindful to rinse out your brushes and things like that, because once that acrylic paint dries on anything, it gets hard and it's so hard to get off. So the watercolor is very forgiving. You splash it everywhere, you get it on your brush, you know, a week later you can still rinse it out of your brush, or a month, a year later, who are we kidding? But it's more forgiving in that department, so you can have a lot of fun that way. You can also take rubber stamps of flowers or things that look almost like flowers, and then you rubber stamp your page, and then you can go in with some color, some pigment. Maybe you're going to use watercolor or gelatos or makeup or pencil crayons, or colored pencils, I think they're called it. Chalk, pastel, stickles. I mean, you name it. There's so many things that you can color with. Crayons. Let's not forget the good old waxy crayon. Nothing wrong with it. It's just a medium, a pigment medium. Eyeshadows, foundations, lipsticks, a lot of things that you can use that have color in them. So sometimes you might get transfer, so you might want to spritz it with an acrylic sealant just so it doesn't transfer, or just let it dry really well. Don't forget about your gilding pastes and wax. Those are very fun to play with, to give accents to pages or little like sparkly things onto flowers and things like that. And don't forget, you can put little stickle droplets in the middle of your flower drawings or paintings as the stamen Yes, the pistil and the stamens. That's right. Yeah, that's what they're called. Okay, it's all coming back to me now. Botany class. Whoa, that was a head rush. Okay, so yeah, a lot of different ways you can make like a whole set of bookmarks stylized in a botanical theme. That would be fun. That would be easy to do from a master board. Maybe we'll do that. That would be a lot of fun. I would love to do that for this journal. So somewhat related, but somewhat different. As I move across the master board, maybe doing different styles or different colors. You could weave different colors into the master board and then cut it up in long pieces and turn them into bookmarks, which is so much fun. And the bookmark can be decorated on both sides, or maybe you can write on one side of it and the other side could be painted or drawn on. You could totally use just pens or pencils and do some amazing drawings of flowers. And there's so many fun and easy ways to do flowers. We should probably do like a little explorative how to draw flowers easily video just with a pencil. And then once you feel comfortable with pencil, you can grab a pen and do it. Some of those fine tipped Sharpie markers are really good for that, or the Faber-Castell pens, the fine tipped ones. You can get some beautiful drawing. You can do Zentangle flowers or mandala style flowers and just make a giant ever-growing flower on your page, which it's like so much fun. The fun just never ends when it comes to a junk journal. And you can create all these pieces separate from your junk journal, or you can add them into your junk journal as you are creating it onto the already pre-sewn in pages. So, and you can also make removables, so you could paperclip things in or tuck things into pockets that people could thus remove later and use them for different purposes or different locations, either in that journal or maybe in another journal or another book or something that else, another project that they're working on. So the world is your botanical oyster. You can go with a jungle theme. You could go with a Hawaiian theme. You could go with a rose theme or an orchid theme, individual floral themes, or you could do a blend of vintage stylized flowers, which are really beautiful, or even antique flowers, which are very beautiful. You might come across some old wallpaper that has some beautiful vintage flowers on it. You could use those in a myriad of ways in your journals. So yes, don't forget to kind of think outside of your flowery box. You can even put and use seed packets in your junk journals for fun things to tuck into a pocket or a tuck. You could even use the seeds themselves as a decoration on a page, meticulously placed with some glue. Fabrifix would work really well in that department. Oh my goodness, there's just so many ideas that come to mind. You could make, I forget, they have a name, but what you sew these little things, they look like circles, but more like hexagons or something, but they're called yodels or yodels or something like that. But you could turn those into flowers and put them on your covers or your spine dangles. You could sew, like, you could needle embroidery or cross stitch onto a page, making a page trim, maybe making it look like a vine or a stem, and then have the flower come onto the page from that. That could also be a removable if you'd like to do that. Maybe use a little thicker paper, a cardstock or something, and that might be a fun way to do that. That would be a really cool bookmark too. So just some random ideas. You can also use botanicals to color your pages and things like that. We do use avocado and coffee, and you can use turmeric and yellow onion peels. If you boil and then simmer those, you're going to get a nice yellow dye, and things like that. So if you want to use natural colorants from botanicals, you can do that. Teas as well. Lots of different teas will yield different colors. Rose hibiscus, you might get a little bit of a pink. Often dries brown, so just FYI. You can use something like a rooibos, if I'm saying that right, R-O-O-I-B-O-S-T, which is almost like a root beer colored tea, and that's a pretty color. I think I mentioned turmeric. That'll give you a yellow, a very strong yellow, and something gives you blue, and I can't think of what it is right now. Gnats. I can't think of it, but there is something out there that you can use, and it gives you, oh, cabbage. If you boil purple cabbage and it will release its color, its dye, into the water, then you've got this beautiful, beautiful blue-purple dye. Now, you be forewarned that purple cabbage has a strong cabbage smell. So as you're boiling it in your kitchen, your entire house will now smell like cabbage. Some people don't like that smell. Some people aren't bothered by it. But the papers will also smell like cabbage. And you have to kind of air them out for a very long time. And maybe you even want to put them in a separate box with some scented dryer sheets, or maybe a bag of coffee grounds that's open, something like that. So, or baking soda, you know, box of baking soda, something that will absorb the scent. And you could also mist them with a lavender mist, which would be nice. Maybe a couple drops of lavender essential oil mixed with a lot of water in a little spritzer bottle, and then you could spritz that on the pages. So now you have lavender cabbage, which is, you know, very unique, and that does not, you know, you don't find that anywhere easily. So there you go. But I have found that it's the most gorgeous blue-purple color, but I've never been able to completely shake the cabbage scent. So I maybe would not do a whole journal in that, but a page here and there commingled with the coffee and the avocado dye and things like that, it's barely noticeable. So there you go. I guess it all depends on the nose of the recipient, but that's where we live. We live on the papery edge here, you know, adventuring along, experimenting, risking, you know, cabbage smelling homes. You know, we're just hard stock. We come from tough stock. That's right. So there's a lot of fun things that you can do with botanicals in junk journals. You can collect botanical postage stamps, and you can buy them in like sets or clumps or bags of just flower stamps and things like that. Just go on eBay and look around, and you'll find like bag of flower stamps, something like that. Or lot of flower stamps, or huge lot of flower stamps. And you're going to find some nice things. There's so many beautiful papers, stationery papers from the 70s and 80s and that, or 60s and 70s and 80s, when stationery sets were very popular. A lot of those have beautiful botanical designs. You can go through botanical field guides, flower ones, plant ones, leaf ones. There's so many beautiful images there. I have a favorite book called I know Barbara Everhard is one of the authors. I think she's the artist. And then there's some guy's name. I forget his name right now. But it's a beautiful, big Wildflowers of the World. I want to call it that. And wildflower books, those are good things to look up when look for when you're out in thrift shops and stuff like that. Because the images you can cut out or tear out and use them in your junk journals. They're fun. They're beautiful. It's a great way to honor these. If you're a big Edith Holden fan, well, you know your happy place, right? That's definitely a way to go and just admire the beautiful artwork, the watercolor artwork of this lovely woman who just is the most, like, everybody adores Edith Holden in the junk journal world. She's just became so famous in it because we love her artwork, her animals, her birds, her calligraphy that she uses on the pages of some of her books is just stunning. And the way she describes what she sees is just amazing. It's truly a fanciful thing. If you ever get a hold of one of her books, I highly recommend you grab it. If you're in the thrift, I have seen them in the thrift store, believe it or not. And sometimes they're only a dollar or two. Sometimes they're a lot of money. It just depends where you get lucky enough to find one every now and then. But that's another beautiful source. But again, there are many wildlife artists out there, and they have books, and they're great resources for junk journalers. And so I encourage you, if you've never painted or drawn flowers yourself, just watch a few YouTube videos on how to draw some simple flowers, and I think you're going to be off and running before you know it. And what a beautiful way to add a personalized touch to your junk journals with some personal art hand drawn by you. I think it adds a different level to the journal. It's not mandatory. It's just something fun to play with. And if you're afraid to ruin a page, do it on a separate piece of paper and just paperclip it to the page, or turn it into a pocket. Or maybe if the whole thing, you know, kiboshed and looks horrible, you can always take that paper and punch out sections of it with a paper punch in the shape of a flower and use it that way. So there's just so many ways to recycle things that we have and turn them into beautiful flowers and plants. I even had a video the other day on how to use a crumpled piece of paper to paint flowers. And I was really excited at how they came out. I thought, wow, that was pretty amazing, which goes to show you don't have to even have a paintbrush. All you need is some pigment of some sort, and you're off and running. And if you could crumple a piece of paper, you've got something that looks like a flower or a carnation, or, you know, it might be a big petal of a rose flower or something. A rose flower. Does anybody say that? Here we have the famous rose flowers of the world. Yes, come, everybody, come look. Come hither. We have the rose flower. Nobody says that. I guess we don't say it really with many flowers, do we? These are the lily flower? No. The carnation? No, I guess we really don't follow it up with flower. If you've ever been lucky enough to see Edelweiss in its natural environment in the higher altitudes, maybe in Germany or Switzerland or Austria. Now, it is a very small, low, short, it's not even, I don't even think there's a stem, maybe a short stem, but it's very tiny, and it almost looks like a moss flower on the ground. I don't think you're supposed to pick it. I think it's like wrong to pick it, so don't pick it. But if you see it, you know, maybe you can take a picture of it or something like that, or remember what it looks like and draw it. Just draw it so you have a remembrance of that beautiful little flower. So flowers can be big and they can be small, but they can all bring joy to your junk journal. You don't have to draw the whole flower on a page. You can draw half the flower coming over the side. Or you can draw a flower, cut it out, fold it in half, and wrap it around a page. And you could make greeting cards like that. Wouldn't that be fun? Or you can take old greeting cards that have flowers on them and cut the flowers out. They're this nice, thick card, greeting cardstock thickness. You can use those for pockets and tucks and journal cards and journal tags. I mean, think about those old greeting cards you've saved and you didn't know what to do with, but you kind of thought it might be fun to use them somehow in crafting. This might be your day. It might be your season with the botanicals. We're all up into the botanicals right now, thinking about what we can do with them and how much fun we can have. And really, there's no end. No end. Like, you could make a pink botanical junk journal. You could make a pink lace botanical junk journal. You could make a lace neutral botanical junk journal. You could make a hang on, I'm getting a phone call. Okay, so you could have a neutral pussy willow junk journal. You could have Queen Anne's lace, a blue Queen Anne's lace junk journal. You could have a rose, a red rose junk journal. You could have a blue peony junk journal. You could have a gold rose junk journal. I mean, there's just so many different things that you could do. The world is your botanical oyster. I leave you with that, and I cannot wait till next we meet. Take care, everyone, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.